You know what's interesting is we were just talking about AB's like trip and her girls' trip. And one of the things that happened on her girls' trip, she said on the air, and it hit me that I would never have to think about this, never have to worry about this as a guy. And I'm curious if other women worry or have had experiences when it comes to travel or just being out and about with your girlfriends. I'll tell you what that is in 5 minutes, and if you have to worry about it, we want to hear from you. But first, all your entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So if you guys remember the movie set Rust with Alec Baldwin, that someone got shot and it was really bad and they didn't know whose fault it was and all those things.
Because Alec was holding the gun and then he went to go fire it at like another fellow actor or an assistant, and then the gun fired and killed the person.
Yes. Yeah. And so they're going through trials with that still. And Hannah Reid, who is the armorer on the set of the movie, has been sentenced to the max time, which is 18 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter. So prior to her sentencing, prosecutors said that she showed no remorse for the death of the cinematographer who died.
Interesting.
And so they found this out because of the phone calls that was happening in jail, and the girl who got charged was just not like feeling bad, and she was calling people a-holes and idiots, all the people who convicted her, and was just not being like any sort of sympathetic at all. So they're still not really sure how the live rounds ended up on the set at all. The girl who was ultimately charged, she was offered a plea deal if she admitted that she brought them onto the set, but she turned it down. So part of me thinks if she's still being so adamant on like, I hate everyone for this, like I didn't do it, I'm not gonna say I'm guilty, like,
well, it's because,
like, I just don't understand.
Why is the controversy? I think it's because there was conflict on who should take responsibility for this. Mm-hmm. So her job on set is to make sure that the guns and the weapons are handled with care.
Right.
She's the armor on set of the movie because they're using actual guns, and so they need to be handled with care. So that's her responsibility. Alec was the last person to hold the gun and fire the gun. And so some people felt like it should be held on, hey, if you're holding a gun, that is now your responsibility to check and make sure what you're doing before you fire a gun. So I think she was probably more so upset saying, although I was the armorer on set, whoever's holding the gun should be held responsible. It's the smoking gun responsibility. And they're saying, no, it's the person who is responsible for handling the weapons with care. So she was probably upset about that.
Well, we'll see what happens with Alec when he goes in for his involuntary manslaughter trial. That's scheduled to begin in July. He also could get the sentence of 18 months that the armorer got.
What's crazier to me on all of this, though, because I did expect the armorer to get charged. I do expect something to come back with Alec. I'm sure it'll get some celebrity treatment. They finished the movie.
Yeah.
That is crazy. They went back and finished this movie, and they're going to release it.
I just have a bad feeling about all of that. Okay, this has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
So AB had brought up something that she was in a gun, or not in a gun, in a car without a person. She was in a car without a person driving around like a ghost. And it's... she said she liked it and felt more comfortable because she's a female. I never even thought about that from a male perspective. We'll talk about it in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Taylor Swift is teaming up with Spotify to launch a Tortured Poets Department library installation at The Grove in Los Angeles. So this Friday, the Tortured Poets album comes out from Taylor Swift, and this little like pop-up shop thing is going to be how she kicks it off. So it's going to once again be in The Grove in Los Angeles, and it's going to have poetry excerpts, books, and visual surprises for fans to, you know, see at and Swiftie over together over Taylor's new era, which is the Tortured Poets Department. Doors are opening today and will stay open all the way until the arrival on Friday. And something I think is cool is the pop-up's going to be different each day. Like, it's going to feature the different poems and the different books. And Spotify is going to keep you updated on all those changes, which I think is cool for those of us who can't actually go to the pop-up in Los Angeles.
I've heard like Spotify is creating these like different like playlists. They're like the five stages of grief that you can get from this album. Like, isn't that crazy that like that this album is like Taylor's poetry book? Like, you're talking about these pop-up albums changing every single day, is because this album is supposed to take you on this complete journey. I think of where we kind of get the impression of this breakup.
Right.
Of losing someone, finding someone, loving someone, losing them, and then what it's like after that. And it's kind of like take you through this grief journey that she went on in this relationship. So I expect more and more to come out. Pop-up shops. They've already seen her shooting a music video in LA. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of visuals coming out on Friday too as well. I feel like she is trying to tell a very specific story, and we're going to watch her story unfold in front of our eyes.
We've always said that Taylor Swift is like one of the most powerful, like, businesswoman, powerful, so smart. And also, I think she is an artist that truly cares about her fans. Like, she wants her fans. She is doing this so that her fans can understand her craft and her music and her passion and what went into this. And that's just awesome.
I mean, think about it from this perspective. In the history of existence, only one billionaire exists based off music alone. You can't just create music and become a billionaire. You have to create experiences. Your music has to become a business for you to become a billionaire. And so she is going to give us her billion-dollar business on a platter, I think, on Friday. We're going to get the Taylor Swift experience in 3 days.
I don't know that I like want to get into that. Like,
that's crazy.
I want to understand like her album, but man, the grief thing. I'm like, geez, that's a lot to listen to. But the Swifties, they'll do anything. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done.